What rule do you follow? Debussy replied, My instinct. In fact, Debussy's instinct for new, unimagined harmonies would become one of the most important developments in the creation of modern music. After leaving the conservatory, Debussy led a bohemian existence in Paris. He earned a meager living, giving as few piano lessons as he could get by on. He wrote a good deal of music, but felt satisfied with very little of it. Paris in those days was at the center of new ideas in the arts. Debussy associated with writers and painters, as well as musicians, and absorbed important ideas from their works. The textures of the new Impressionist artists greatly impressed him. The richly textured, elusive poetry of Verlaine and Mallarmé also seems to have suggested to him the possibility of a similarly rich, elusive kind of music. At the same time, Debussy absorbed more exotic influences. Most especially, he listened with fascination and delight to the sound of Javanese gamelan music, which was heard in the West for the first time at the Paris International Exhibition of 1889. The unusual pentatonic harmonies and the colorful percussion effects of this music would later be reflected in many of Debussy's works, especially La Mer. In his personal life, Debussy became entangled in a series of difficult love relationships. About 1888, when he was 26 years old, Debussy began living with Gabrielle Dupont, a woman who supported him while he wrote his music. They had a tempestuous relationship for the next 10 years, made more so, no doubt, by the composer's brief engagement to a young singer during the same time. Gabrielle later discovered another affair by finding a love letter in Debussy's coat pocket. After an argument, she shot herself, not fatally, and soon left him. In the meantime, Debussy had met a dressmaker named Rosalie Texier, and 2 years later, in 1899, when Debussy was 37, they married. Debussy reportedly had to give a piano lesson early on the morning of their wedding in order to be able to pay for the brunch following the ceremony. Debussy and Lily, as Rosalie was called, seemed initially to be very happy together, but their union would not last. During the first decade of his bohemian life with Gabrielle, Debussy could show almost nothing for himself as a composer. He published only a few very brief pieces and stood completely outside the French musical establishment. He experimented tirelessly and destroyed much of what he wrote. But slowly, he began to develop an original and increasingly assured compositional technique. His first masterpiece came in 1894 when he produced a short orchestral work inspired by Stefan Mallarmé's poem L'après-midi du faune, or Afternoon of a Faun. Mallarmé's work had achieved a certain notoriety, as much for its languid eroticism as for its indefinite, at times obscure, imagery. Debussy's work gave emphasis to the sensual aspects of the music, using tone color and texture to capture this eroticism. We'll later discuss this piece in detail. Debussy's next composition would prove a landmark in the history of music. 2 years before the premiere of Afternoon of a Faun, he had read the play Pelléas and Mélisande by the Belgian writer Maurice Maeterlinck. Struck by its melancholy characters and dreamlike atmosphere, he began composing an opera to its text. That task occupied Debussy intermittently for much of the 1890s. When his opera Pelléas and Mélisande finally reached the stage in April 1902, it caused a sensation. Here was music that pointedly avoided arias, choruses, big climaxes, indeed, all of the usual trappings of grand opera. Instead, the mood and flow of the work was conveyed by the orchestral music, while the singing followed a natural style that mirrored the cadences of speech. Praised in some quarters and condemned in others, Pelléas and Mélisande established Debussy as a musician of undeniable importance. But even with his growing reputation, Debussy could still not support himself and Gabrielle, nor later Lily, through his music. And so, like Berlioz, Schumann, and Tchaikovsky before him, he took to working as a critic. Debussy's articles and reviews reveal a perceptive ear and mind, as well as a wry and sometimes sarcastic wit. He did not like many other composers' work. He once wrote, I am more and more convinced that music, by its very nature, is something that cannot be cast into a traditional and fixed form. It is made up of colors and rhythms. The rest of it is a lot of humbug invented by frigid imbeciles riding on the backs of the masters, whom, for the most part, wrote almost nothing but period music. Bach alone,